Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Earnshaw, and towards Bishop, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is called out on strikes. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mill Schaffner now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schaffner. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schaffner. Dykes moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. It's 7-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Schaffner. Boley moves to third. Earnshaw moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Boley scores. Earnshaw moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mulhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Falk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Earnshaw. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Earnshaw reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Haas reaches second base with a double. Earnshaw scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Falk reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and scores. One out. It's 10-2, Athletics. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Earnshaw. Falk moves to third. Appleton moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Appleton scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 10-5, Athletics. Jack Quinn now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to third. It's 10-6, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller bunts towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground for a single. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 11-6, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox scores. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-6, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and has Cochran trapped. There's the throw to Burnett and over to Hodapp, who tags Cochran for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Pete Appleton. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jamieson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamieson. Boley reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 13-6, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bishop strikes out. 2 outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Falk moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. 2 outs. It's 13-7, Athletics. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Joe Schott. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.